Are we on? No.
Paul is a level from
level. A level. Hello, hello. It is me again. Hello.
Can I do it a little bit? Just a little bit of fun.
Can you do something?
Hi, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You sound really tinny and ugly.
I like.
Which is an improvement on last time.
Hang on.
What?
Hang on,
don't start it again.
No, I'm not. Do I sound better now?
No, it's your voice.
Hang on.
I want to sound better now.
Does that sound better?
No, not really. Shite.
What about this, yeah?
That's better.
It's the same as it was, you tit.
I know. I was just trying to you freak.
You were on Virgin Radio, weren't you?
Once upon a time, a long time ago. Right. Paula's not here, by the way.
Why?
She died.
I wonder what that big thing was on her face.
That was me.
Yeah. Tells me, presumably it was your daughter.
But just because she's not here, she's told me that we can't do things that we would normally not do, like be twats and stuff and
bollocks.
Say things. We can't say bollocks, and we certainly can't have a wanker's alarm, which is something I wanted to do. Yeah. We can't swear or do anything like that. We can't. We've got. She's made me promise.
Right. So you can't have a wanker's alarm. Wanker.
I see unrecorded crimes on the up. Well, hello, and welcome to the second Papcast. We actually did make it in the end. We didn't think we were going to make it because we had to get 100 downloads, a whole 100 down. What are you watching on the telly?
This is porn on Channel 4.
Oh, I love porn. I remember Men and Motors when that used to be a soft porn channel. Nowadays, they show The Professionals, which is lovely pair of tits.
Let me just stop you there. If you've got a free view, if you go on to Men and Motors, it's ITV Play now, where you can watch Quizmania all day.
No, but Men and Motors, I was a bit disappointed. I had the Kleenex out, and before I knew it, I was halfway through Alfie the same pair. I promised Paula we wouldn't change at all. She said, don't get all laddish. Get into that voice of yours and try and teach people that you should be back on the air, not the reason why you're not on the air. So I see I'm recorded crimes on the air. Listen, a few things we need to clean up between now and 12. Why did I put a time in? It's a Papcast.
And naughty o'clock.
Yeah, between now and when we finish, we're in the middle of the night because rock and roll's better that way. It is in the middle of the night and we are in a small little studio in the middle of Soho in a dingy little cellar where outside I think I smell, is that opium? Or another Yves Saint Laurent perfume? I don't know, really. What I did need to bring today were a few, I asked you to bring a tape, you didn't bring a measuring tape.
No, it's in my bedroom.
Because I've always
just
thought,
on the pillow.
Because you know, I compensate for having perfect features by being slightly blocky around the jawline.
You're fat, yeah.
Right, but yeah. Whereas you're just extremely ugly. And I was just wondering, because I've got a longer, fatter head and you've got a bigger nose, whether it's all an illusion and we've probably got the same measurements. And I was going to do that. But
we could do it with paper if you like.
Do you know what?
No.
Having talked it through, it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
A couple of questions we need to have answers for. A few questions that I need to know. The answers of the first Papcast. One of the questions is why we did it. Secondly, who was Joe Dottori? Because apparently when I was talking, somebody emailed me through my mark@mark-fox.co.uk and said to me, you talked about Frank Bruno and said he was Joe Dottori something. Well, it wasn't. It was the
Frankie
Dottori.
Frankie Dottori.
Because when Frank, God bless him, got a bit ill last year, right, he did go through a stage where he imagined he was that, honestly, that he thought he was Frankie Dottori.
Well, we all go for that period of life.
I mean, we've all been there.
I'm going there now.
We've all been there. And also, it's a bit like Roger Cray. He knew Roger Cray, but that's a different story. Mr. P's book, we mentioned Mr. P's book, and we want to know what it's called. Mr. P hasn't written a book. He couldn't write a book. He's an engineer, and he's usually stuck up a pole. So there's nothing there.
Well, there's a book in that.
Yeah, why I'm stuck up this pole and have a beard. And remember, all people with beards are terrorists.
Well, that's a fact. I mean,
nobody can upset. You know, my missus said, "Don't say that." By the way, when I'm
going to say, Paula did say, "Don't mention."
But all people with beard are terrorists. It's a fact. It's a universal truth. There are universal truths. Some of name another universal. Do you know any other universal truth? If you go out at night and it looks like it's going to rain, but you think you're not going to take the brolly, it will piss down. There's one. It's not as good.
I was going to do the cow sitting down.
Cows sitting down mean they're tired.
Yeah, that's right. So,
what a great link into the... Well, no, go on, what are you going to say?
No, because
I was just going you know, to... No, but I was...
Your face.
Go on, what were you going to say?
You've got a beard.
I haven't, that stubble, you see. This
You've got
is
a beard. What are you going for?
I'm going for that I can't be bothered to shave, it's expensive and it takes up time, look. I think I've got it there, really. Talking about cows, four stomachs. We mentioned them last time. We could only think of three of them. Did you remember the fourth one?
The fourth stomach, no.
The rumen, the reticulum, the omasum, and the abomasum. They are the four cows' tummies. So that's cool.
Woo!
Also, people wanted to email me and tell me, they didn't want to, I made them, to email and tell me what was the final arse count from Pat 1 between me and Paula. Guesses then first. What did you imagine?
Well, I reckon Paula would
the final ask count was.
Paula would have beat your hands down.
But she was moaning about it. And here's the ironic thing.
Well, she said five asses when she was moaning.
And that's the ironic thing. Until she started moaning about saying arse, she was behind and I was winning.
Right.
But when she went into the arse rant, right, if you like, if we can call it an arse rant, then she did lose. And the final score.
Hang on.
Have you got something? Well, this is much more produced than the... And now, the final arse score. And it was, in no particular order... I better do it in the order that you'll understand. Mark 10 and Paula 12.
Mark Fox! Woo!
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you. I'm just going to have a sip of me...
vino. And the vino did flow. Paula told us not to drink.
She's been telling me that for 15 years.
Right.
Now, the Revels Roulette I wanted to play tonight, this is my own idea. It's a game that I've thought of, and nobody else... I didn't get the idea.
I've never done it.
I've certainly never thought... It's my idea. It's my game. I've never seen an advert on the telly that gave me the idea. Ooh. And Revels Roulette. So, first of all, we have to work out...
I was just reading a text message, sorry.
That's all right. We have to work out... I'm getting text messages on the podcast. That is good. Which one we both don't like? Because some people say the orange, some people say the toffee.
I don't like orange or coffee.
Let's go with the coffee, then. Coffee gets the wanker's alarm.
Yeah, but if I get orange, I'm just going to spit it out anyway.
Yeah, but just spit that one out. But orange can't, because I think orange is nice.
All right. Okay.
Do you want to grab one?
See, this studio is so small.
Yeah. what have you got?
Malteser.
Malteser, right. Okay, here we go. Oh, wanker.
No. 8:42.
Oh God! Do you know what it was? You seem to enjoy that. Really? Whatever. Revels Roulette.
Every week, or every whenever.
Yeah, if we're doing it every podcast, it'll be every 4 years. But there you are.
Has been a long time, to be honest.
Also, can you get up my Talk 21 site? Oh. I've changed the. I've written it down this time. Look, I've actually put it on a piece of paper, which I meant to give you earlier on. Which I can't find. Wait a minute.
Do you go through
it? Look.
Do you go
number through? Five. It's got my password on it. Right. Sort that out. Because I want to say hello to some of the people who entered our competition to win the iPod. Oh, we've had fun and games with the iPod.
Oh, the iPod.
Oh, we won't go into it. But
please do.
But we did have a laugh with the iPod. We managed to upset lots of different people, some of them very special and close to our hearts. But indeed, I also went onto MySpace. I've been going on... You do MySpace as well, don't you?
I do.
MySpace.com.
/Chestless Bugle.
No, / Alan Lake. And also / Mark Fox 1, because apparently there is another Mark Fox who's more important than me.
I was going to say, promote yours. Don't bother with mine.
All right, I'm saying. We can always edit that out. Mark Fox 1, and thanks to everybody who's gone on there. And I ran a little competition about to win the iPod Shuffle. because we had I want to get rid of it now. It's been a jinx. And we did get some people up who sent us in the answers, which were, could you tell us from which films these two quotes came? The first quote was, good morning, my neighbours. Good morning, my neighbours. I always wanted to use the quote after that, but I couldn't because if you watched the film Coming to America, which is where it is from, you'll understand why. And the second one was, and like that, he's gone.
Oh.
A lot of people said The Usual Suspect, but it was in fact from Bambi the movie, right, just at the beginning where they shoot the rollocks off of the male deer. There's no trick questions on Millionaire, but there's loads of them, loads of them on our podcast. I've got me, hang on, over here. Right, so I want to say a special hello to, can you scroll that down? Emma Haskell.
By all means, if you want to control it, you've got a mouse.
No, I don't want to do that. Okay. Just, Jeffrey Shade. Rob
Manuel, yeah.
Also, yeah, Rob Manuel. We don't have a policy for podcasts.
You've got to tell that story. That's a good story.
Oh, no, I can't be asked. I tried to get B3TA to play our podcast thing, and...
The big website.
Yeah, it's like a blogging website. But they don't have a policy. They told me they didn't have a policy for thinking. So there you are. Also to test to Sarah as well. And to John, Josh and Dean. But I don't want you to think that it's a made-up competition. I want you to think everybody stood a chance. And, you know, and you all did. But what we've done is we've stuck... all the names of the winners. There are more. There are some others that I just didn't bring with me because I couldn't be asked. And the winner of the iPod Shuffle, as I say, we wanted to make this fair to everyone, is...
Hang on. Look, you know it's done.
First one out of the hat was Mrs. M.E. Fox of Northampton. So anyway, moving along. Right, so...
Hang on, M.E. Fox?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
So, anyway, Mum, that'll be in the post shortly. Make sure you enjoy that. And isn't it funny? That's the way that came out. And we won't be giving anything away ever again, because, believe me, it's more trouble than it's worth.
Indeed.
Do you remember last time as well we spoke about, and we had a bit of a laugh when we spoke about John Lucas? Do you remember we spoke about the guy, John Lucas?
I've never met the guy, but I know exactly what he sounds like because your impression is...
Well, now you think you know what he sounds like. I've got his number here, right, and I want you to ring it up. There it is, at 5, at the bottom. It's a small studio.
Can I just say, you're very, very well pressed.
Quick, have another revel.
Hang on.
Oh, don't set it up just because you think...
I need to get the wanker alarm up back up. Okay, here we go.
Right, have another rebel. Just one of those.
I'll just have three, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
What are they?
Maltese.
Yeah.
Toffee.
All right.
And toffee.
Super. Okay, have another one.
Wanker!
Why can't our third papcast just be 30 minutes of you saying wanker? I haven't actually... Well, I've got to say, I usually tell John that I'm going to ring him. I haven't told him. So, knowing John, he's probably very drunk at the moment somewhere. But hopefully, not too drunk to speak to us.
Important in the radio industry. Try and get me a gig, yeah?
Yeah. We don't work in the radio. He's a builder now.
Try and get me a building job.
Yeah. Right, here we go. John Lucas.
Do your impression, come on.
He won't answer because he don't know the number. Probably after money. Oh, come on, John. If he doesn't answer, I'll have to do it.
Just leave a message, come on.
Please hold the line.
Oh,
what's this mean?
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for 07422.
All right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
John Lucas, this is John Lucas. You've missed the second papcast, which is amazing. You're probably buying a cheese and ham sandwich or a cheese and ham pastel. We just want to say hello, how are you? And we hope you're okay, and thanks for all the laughs. I did speak to you, but I did say I'd probably ring you about 2 weeks ago. But Paula's been a bit ill, so eventually we decided to do it without her, which means we can do this. Uh-oh, it's orange. Anyway, John, it's your mum. Give us a call and let us know you're still alive. And you've got me number. Ring it. Is that it?
Hey, that's gone, man.
So much for guests on the phone, then. What are we going to do there? I had another guest to speak to. I wasn't going to do that. Now, here's what I want to talk about. Give me that bit of paper back there. We had some people who got in touch with me because they heard the first podcast. One of them I want to say hello to is Rodney Collins. He used to be my boss. And Rodney, I mean, you know how you say when people are dead or you haven't seen them for years and you always paint your rose-coloured spectacles? And then, of course, you grow up as well, right? So you want to look back and say, well, things weren't ever, you know, as bad as I thought they were at the time. But truth is, Rodney was a bit of a...
Wanger! You're a wanger!
I was going to say unpredictable at times, but... When I first started in radio, I worked at Radio No Listeners in Thamesmead, and I had this breakfast show, and basically I had a friend, which was a little squeaker, and I used to squeak it all the time, and it really annoyed Rodney. He was the MD of the company, and he came in one Saturday morning to fire me on air. It didn't happen because he realised he hadn't got anyone better to do the show, but he did get annoyed, and I heard later on that he's got his sidekick, a guy called Sammy, lovely guy called Sammy, oh, Sammy Bell, and he'd asked Sammy to put a contract out on my squeaker. And basically, for some months, my squeaker was in big danger of being caught. Well, it is free. It's living now in Rio. And I think we can hear... Can we hear the squeaker now?
Oh,
there it is. Isn't that lovely?
Beautiful.
Message from the squeaker there. Also, Rodney... I'm not saying that Rodney was bald, but sometimes he said things that you wondered, where'd you get that from? I remember... A guy called Bernie started doing the drive time, and we used to sign in downstairs. There was this shop downstairs on Tavy Bridge. And then you'd go up the stairs into what was converted flats, and this was the radio station. And this guy started, he was on drive time, his name was Bernie Clifton. He had an ostrich. Hey! No, Bernie Simmons. Right, Bernie. I think he's still in the radio industry. Okay, hello, yeah. Bernie. And he basically was there second day. He'd been there one day. And he just signed in, and I was behind him, signing in behind him, in the shop downstairs, because you have to sign in health and safety, and then go upstairs. And hell knows what would happen if you got lost between downstairs and upstairs, and there was a fire, do you know what I mean? But there we were, and Rodney was walking the other way. As we were going up the stairs, Bernie's in front, I'm behind, Rodney's coming the other way. And I take one look, Rodney looks at me, ignores me, straight through me. One look at Bernie as he's walking past, he goes, all right, Bernie, figures are up. That's got to be the best radio figures, independent radio figures in the world. So just once more, let's hear it for him. Thank you. That squeaker now living safely in Rio, otherwise it would not. And basically, I'm going to have to tell you, we've disguised the voice of the squeaker there because he was so in fear of his life.
It now sounds like this.
Exactly the same show that we would have done if Paula had been here, of course. So thanks for that. Right. A couple of things I want to ask you. Turn the tables on Lakey, the chestless bugle.
Good morning.
I like to call this I was originally going to call this Owl's Long Bit in the Middle, but then I thought they'd just think it was your fat nose. So basically...
I don't like this because you're too honest.
You interviewed somebody the other week, and you said you had a bit of an experience interviewing them, didn't you?
Craig David! Do you know what? That man. Wanger! 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 He's a wanger! Because
I love that jingle. I want that jingle on my very next radio show, which could be in Spain.
Which jingle?
More of that later.
In Spain. I could do it in Spanish if you want.
Go on.
Oh, wanger! Oh, wanger! Sorry, that was a Chinese, sorry. Anyway, Craig David. Craig David. Yeah?
Yeah.
What a... Wanger!
Yeah, I think we've done that one.
Yeah, okay.
It's not funny anymore unless you really do a really long one and it gets too long and upsets people.
Wanger!
That's childish.
Okay. Sorry, Paulus.
So go on then.
Well, that man, seriously. I went up to interview him, right?
Yeah.
Not for something really big, right? Something that's going to go out across lots of radio stations, yeah? Not just a crappy little papcast. Do you know what I mean?
How are you going to get that work to happen then?
I've got contacts.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
I used to wear glasses myself. Oh, God, I've only just done another one.
Where are?
I imagine Paul. Paula, I'm not sure this is going the way we said it would.
Do you care about Craig David? Basically, he was...
No, go on. What happened?
I went to interview him, right? And I went up there with no question, because I don't write stuff down. I'm dyslexic. I can't understand what I'm writing.
You thought Silip Bang was some sort of sexual toy, didn't you?
So I went up there with no questions written down or anything. And I'll just
get the wine in this small studio.
I met his management. And his management said to me, right, before you meet Craig David, you need to show us what questions we can he can check them, right? And I had no questions. And I said, I've got no questions. And we went through 10 minutes of them thinking that was a joke, right? But I didn't think I needed questions on a piece of paper. Call me Mr. Professional.
Wanker.
Wanker!
Slightly overusing that effect now.
You shouldn't say the word then, should you? It's your fault. Anyway, so
it's difficult when I'm talking to you.
Anyway, so he gave me a piece of paper and said, well, write some questions down. So I wrote questions down like, what's it like being one of the best UK acts? What's it like having people loving
you? Oh, you thought about them then?
Blah, blah, blah. And they took these questions, including some little stabs what I wanted for my radio show, right? Alan Lake on big, big radio station, that kind of thing, right? Yeah? They took them and they got a black marker and went through, like, there's five questions, and they went through, like, three of them with a big black marker, said he can't answer that. He's not going to say who's his favourite music artist. He's not going to say
who inspires him.
But I don't, because he doesn't know anything. The man's an idiot.
He is, isn't he?
The man is an idiot. The man doesn't want to have an opinion in case he upsets his record company. He wouldn't do any jingles for me. He's an idiot. I asked him to do Mark Fox's but he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it.
Because he'd have gone, Mark Fox is a... All right, Craig David then. So we give Craig David the award for Banker of the Week then. Is he the worst person you've ever interviewed?
Well, if you could call it an interview. It made me look completely stupid because he wouldn't answer any of my stupid questions, which means I had to ask serious ones.
Oh, no, you're no good at serious stories, are you?
Exactly, do you know what I mean?
What's your favourite story about me, because we go back to talking about me now, has to be the Invicta story.
Which one?
You know, Ian Skye?
Oh, yes.
Do you want to tell it or lie?
Yeah, I think you should tell it, because I love this story because of the way you tell it.
All right.
This is a brilliant story. You're going to love this. Sit back, relax, whatever you're doing. Maybe just pause just now, right?
And
go
no.
Get, go get yeah. a cup of tea, right. Glass of wine, then come back, and okay. this story oh, okay. is amazing.
Me? No, you... I've got to tell it. Yeah. It's not that good, really.
It is.
All it was I was doing Invicta overnight down in Kent for as Mark Anthony, just in case some of you think, well, I've never heard Mark Fox on Invicta. Mark Anthony, 'twas I. Because apparently they had a guy called Neil Fox who was on the radio at the time in the Capital Group. They didn't want to upset him.
Who?
Oh, I think Paula could probably have rabies next time. She's still going to come in and just sit and rot in the corner. Anyway, there I was doing my overnights, and I got this new cool edit machine, because basically people were ringing up and saying things like that in the middle of the night. So I was all right, Mark. Yeah, you're a wanger. And it's like... And so I got this new edit machine, and I'm using it really quickly. I'm doing really well. And it's got some certain effects on it. It's got a car starting, it's got a horn bibbing, and it's got a cockerel crowing, okay? Which is one of them. It's like that. Better than that, it's a real cock. So basically, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm supposed to... I think it's 5:30 in the morning, I can't remember. It was a long time ago, and I was drunk for that year. I'm supposed to basically hand over to Ian, who then does the first half hour of breakfast, then Neil Francis... What, no alarm? just a quick one.
No, come on, you're overusing it. Look, you've got to respect
him.
I can't call
everyone in the radio industry like that. You know,
no, you've got to respect Neil Francis. Wanker! He's a wanker!
This is not going the way I thought it would, I'll be honest. So basically, it comes 10 to 6, and I'm thinking, this is great. I've got a great... What I'll do, when Ian walks in, because he comes in to get his music, the sheet, and his bits and pieces, when he comes in at 4:45 or 5:30, whatever the time was, to pick him up, I'll say, ha, this will be funny. So he walks in, I've got this. So I say, aha, I've been practising this all night. I said, Ian Skye's just walked in the room and he's got his cock out, right? Of course, press the button for the cockerel alarm. Nothing. It wouldn't work. It's now breakfast. There are people up listening. It's 4:50. Some people have just got out of the shower. They're turning on. They're waking up to a new day and they've heard the DJ go, oh, the next DJ's just walked in. He's got his cock out. Straight into the next record. I'm thinking, this isn't going to get me breakfast. Right, straight there. I keep going, like this. About 3/4 of the way through the next record, it finally flares up. So in the background, you get this... Anyway, by that time, Ian's jumping around in front of me with his penis out, so it didn't really matter. But, yes, it was funny at the time. He had to be there, maybe. It loses a lot in translation.
It doesn't lose anything. It's fantastic. It's the best story I've got about you.
Is it? I think it just shows you, really. Well, before I go, because one thing that I do, and which I sort of think that I probably do quite well, apart from talking bollocks, is I do, you know, I like to talk to people on the phone. But obviously I want to push MySpace as well, because not only have I got my website, mark-fox.co.uk, but myspace.com/markfox1, where you can actually be more interactive. It's a brilliant place. It's a place where people who can't build websites can build websites.
Oh, yours looks very good, I've got to say.
It's not looking too bad. And you can add yourself as friends, you can talk, and you can do bits, you can look at demos and music and all sorts of stuff. And it's all there to just sort of drink in.
What's that address?
That Mark Fox feeling. It's either the website, all these things are interactive with each other. Don't forget my community either, of course. But they're all the website, mark-fox.co.uk. If you want to email me, it's mark@mark-fox.co.uk. Or indeed, the myspace.com/markfox1. And that would... Hello. Cleaner's just dropped dead. So basically, go on there, have a look at the site, and, you know, to your heart's content. And what was I saying? Why was I giving him that one?
Did you want to call John Lucas again?
I wanted to call someone. Well,
I've got John Lucas's number up. If you want to try him again, or...
Let's try Lucas one more time. Okay. And other than that, I think we're going to have to ring anybody just to try and get through to anyone.
All right.
Just to prove that we know someone. Well, Eugene's abroad. Why don't we ring him?
I can't talk to him on his mobile phone.
No.
John Lucas?
Yeah.
You're asleep, John Lucas, while I'm doing my podcast?
Well, a little bit, yeah.
I know it's late, John, but you're live on the air now.
I'm live on air.
Well, you are.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, wait! Wake up and be entertaining. I've told everybody what an entertainer you are.
Well, not this tower, though, I'm not. two bowls of red wine and... three lagers.
You were right.
I told you it was a complete alky, didn't I? No, I told
you. Charlton played Middlesbrough tonight and got knocked out of the FA Cup. What do you expect me to be like?
I just expect you to talk a bit like this so people realise when I do the
impression... I've never ever talked like that. It's only you that talk like that, not me.
No, you're a bit hungover now. This isn't going to be good.
There, I could do you doing me.
You go on then.
Talk like this. I never ever talk like that in my life.
Did I tell you I did tell you Rodney got in touch, didn't I? And he sent his...
What?
Rodney got in touch. He emailed me to say how special he thought I was. And sent
Did you know that Gene Pitney contacted Rodney before he died and asked him could he die?
Ha! Oh, John Lucas, you're a star. You realise that. You're wasted. Whatever you're doing, you're wasted. You should be back where you belong, talking to people about your dog and your family and your life and everything, my friend. And most of all, if you had to talk about to people about one thing, one item of food, what would you talk about, John?
A pasty.
What sort of a pasty would it be?
One that cost a pound.
Cost a pound, but what would be in it, John?
Well, it would be pasty stuff.
Cheese and...
ham.
Yes, indeed. Right, OK, before you go, because you're going back to bed, right, I know you're tired and all that, because you worked
out... No, I'm not going back, I'm already in it.
That's all right. Oh, you didn't get up for me. Right, no. just say, in the way that Mark Fox would do, John Lucas, just say, this is John Lucas on the Mark Fox Podcast.
John Lucas, the Mark Fox Broadcast.
That was shite.
Telling you back to Mark Fox.
Yeah, I'll talk to you when you got less time.
Yeah, all right.
Bye-bye, right, yeah. Good. Right, okay, cheers.
John Lucas!
Yeah, I know that, I'm not sure that worked, but anyway.
Well, that was funny, come on.
Just quickly, before we go then, because we are getting on, I just want to say, because there's something that's been getting on my tits about this country.
Me?
Yeah, I'm moving to Spain because of you, baby. Right? just quickly to say, I was looking at the telly the other day, and basically, they're on there about warnings about everything. They apparently, there was some guy who said he was arrested in California by Lou Ferrigno, because Lou Ferrigno is now a cop.
Mm.
You know Lou Ferrigno played the Incredible Hulk?
Mm.
So some guy got arrested, pulled over by a citation. He didn't know what was happening. There was a green bloke in front of him, about 6'5" tall. In a world where it's possible now in a world to be arrested in California by the Incredible Hulk, you can be governed by the Terminator. I'll be back. However, if you try drinking the water or eating the food in any country, and you really are... Well, you better not bother trying, even. Eggs, not sure if it's a good one or not for eggs, depending whether or not they've discovered an embryonic version of bird flu yet. Beef, I mean, who can say? Beef's good one day, it's not the next day. Certainly not chicken at the moment. Ducks, well, we're not sure about the ducks. Swans, well, if you're the queen, you want to lay off them for a while. Vegetables, they're not good for you, because they've been sprayed with all sorts of chemical shite. And anyway, look who eats vegetables. Vegetarians.
No.
QED, I think. Fruit. Three heads in a fortnight with the stuff they spray on that. And for fuck's sake, don't drink the water. In fact, don't even bathe in it. It's questionable until further information is gathered and misinterpreted what you can do with water, but certainly don't spray it on your flowers or plants or drink it or do anything that lubricates anything with it. No, the only way to guarantee a stress-cleansed, disease-free environment is for you to download the second Papcast from the Mark Fox website, mark-fox.co.uk, or indeed iTunes. I haven't that information. Speak to my Webby. And just tell your friends as well. You know that. That's the best thing to do. Thank you to the Chestless Bugle. I think it's about time we went. We've had such a good laugh.
Oh, hang on. Do you just want to do one more thing?
Before you do that, because I've got a feeling I know what you're going to do, I just want to say thank you very much. For everybody, Paula, I hope that's the way you wanted. We didn't. I think basically we've done well. We haven't been too laddish, have we?
I think we've been all right.
And just say mark-fox.co.uk and also the MySpace site, myspace.com/markfox1. Don't forget my community. Let's have one last revel roulette. Here we go. Wait a minute. Go on. Walk on. Stop it. What have you got? What's yours? Go on.
Minstrel.
Oh, shit.
Wagga.